Welcome to Torat Imachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. That's 121. I'm apologizing in advance for the hoarseness of my voice, but I didn't want to wait till tomorrow to share this. So please bear with me, and I thank you. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph is the second in the series of 15 that we discussed as being the series of the Shir HaMa'alot. Those steps that connect our activities, our busy little lives, big lives in this world, with that which is going on in the upper worlds. And this perek continues where we began yesterday. Uniquely, we are the other prakim in the series of 15. Begin with Shir HaMa'alot. Our perek, Kuf Chaf Aleph, starts with Shir LaMa'alot. A song to the ascent. Rashi points out that this song was actually sung by the Levim on the bottom rung of the steps in the Beit HaMikdash as they were looking to go up. He points out that this was the starting point for the Levim and perhaps really should have been the first of the Shir HaMa'alot, but this follows the rule of Ein Mukdam U'Me'uchar BaTorah. There's not necessarily a sequential order in the Prakim, in Tehillim, as in many other areas in the Torah. That, practically, is the bottom step looking up. But of course, on a deeper level, this is the Perek of Klal Yisrael, at the start of the journey, perhaps feeling at the bottom, and looking up towards the Ma'alot, towards the heights. It's the Perek very much of where we as Jews find our strength to go forward, to go up. We look at that ascent, we look at those many, many, many steps we need to climb, and ask ourselves, how in the world will I get to the top? With the answer being, when we look in all directions, the answer in this perek is, Ezri Me'im Hashem. We will climb towards the Ma'alot when we remind ourselves, rediscover what we always knew, that we rely only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we start Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir LaMa'alot, a song to the ascent. Esso Einai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavor Ezri. The Malbim speaks of a Jew, David, perhaps you or perhaps me, who finds herself in a desperate place, and then suddenly there's this salvation. Suddenly there's this help that seems to come from up above. And I lift up my eyes and say, where did that come from? From high up beyond the mountains? Where has this help come from? And then, of course, discover not from the mountains, not from the trees, not from the people around me in the room, but Ezri Me'im Hashem, Ose Shomayim Va'aretz. I discover, perhaps again, or remind myself, or I'm delighted to see a new expression of my help this time, as always, has come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oseh Shomayim Va'aretz, the creator of heaven and earth. And as the Malbim points out, Zeh Lo Chidush, this is not a new discovery for the Jew, but Al Yiten Lamot Raglecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always been at your side and has never let you falter. In other words, this is not news, but this is the reminder of, how could you ask this question? Don't you remember? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always been with you. That is, of course, the general approach. This perek holds significance specifically as the Midrash in Bereshit Rabbah, Chazal connect this perek and say that Yaakov Avinu actually said this perek of Tehillim as he was fleeing from his brother Esav, who wanted to kill him, and was on his way to the house of Lavan, his cousin. And the Midrash there tells us, Esa einai el hehorim, to my parents. Me'ayin yavo ezri. Back then, parents were involved in marrying off their children. Me'ayin yavo ezri, my help, related to the term ezel kinegdo, says Yaakov Avinu, where will I find my shidduch? Where will I find my wife? The shidduch crisis, the difficulty of the process, is not a modern invention. And way back at the start of our nation, Yaakov Avinu asked the question, and in his particular case, finances seem to be an obstacle. Because as Yaakov Avinu expresses, when his grandfather Avram Avinu sent his servant Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak, he came with camels full of riches. But, says Yaakov Avinu, I'm coming to the house of Lavan empty-handed. Even so, when there seem to be insurmountable challenges, whether it's related to money, whether it's related to anything else, when we're looking for that special someone to share our lives, says Yaakov Avinu, I am not discouraged, because Ezri Me'im Hashem, Shiduchim, like everything else, depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that special one is sent to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we rely on nobody else in the process. And so this perek is one that is dedicated for all Jews all time, as they look at the mountain that has to be climbed, but also specifically for the topic of Shiduchim, as Yaakov Avinu said it in his hard place, when it seemed perhaps that finding his Shiduch would be daunting, and yet he believed that it would come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And look at that woman he found. And so, we continue. It's Rimei Im Hashem, Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Al Yiten Lamot Reglecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow your foot to falter. Al Yanum Shomrecha. It may have seemed, at some points in our journey, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha was hiding, or was hidden from us, and we didn't notice him watching over us, protecting us, leading us. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never let and will never let us falter, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never rests, never slumbers. His eyes don't close and there are no off hours in terms of his protection and his loving direction. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different from any other protector, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. The guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. And here the perek goes on to discuss the qualitative difference where when we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we know that He is the one who protects us, we're talking about a level of protection, a level of help that goes way beyond what any human or any force or any power can offer. Firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never sleeps. Secondly, there is an all-encompassing completeness to the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Shomrecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. Hashem Tzilcha Liyadi Minecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection is so close, like a shadow at our right side. Wherever we go, that shadow follows. Taking this to something of a deeper place, Hashem Tzilcha Liyadi Minecha, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu very often, in determining how He relates to us, acts as our shadow. We as human beings have been given tremendous power beyond our small size relative to the big world we live in, where we can actually set the tone of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. Hashem acts as our shadow. And the way in which we interact with others, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts towards us. If we desire rachamim, mercy, compassion, then we act with mercy and compassion towards others, and Hashem is our shadow. When we are merciful to others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful to us. When we are forgiving of those around us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving towards us. Hashem Tzilcha, in our small footprint, we can cast a very, very large shadow where the way in which we act actually determines the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards us. Pasuk Vav, verse 6. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka. Rav Hirsch takes this, Yomam and then the Laila, the day and the night, not only as the physical halves of the day, as the darkness and the light, but as the cycles of our lives. We're in the daytime, in the bright times, in the times when good fortune is smiling upon us. Things are great. I'm on a hot streak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us that we don't fall into the pitfalls of success. We don't become haughty. we don't become carried away by our own success and forget the little people or the little things. Also, v'yareach b'layla, Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us from the moon at night. Trouble, darkness, confusion poses its own dangers. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu at night also, we can trust, will protect us and guard us to dispel the gloom. Pasuk Zayin, Hashem Yishmarcha Mikalra Yishmores Nafshecha. Again, an all-encompassing protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol Ra, as the Zohar says, Be'olam Hazeh. Yishmores Nafshecha Le'olam Haba. Or as the Malbim takes it, Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over our bodies from physical harm. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Yishmores Nafshecha, watches over our neshama to protect us from that danger that is chet. The world can be a dangerous place physically, but the world can also be a dangerous place spiritually. And we as people who aim to become more holy, who try to shape ourselves in the image of God, can find pitfalls along the way. The shmira and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so complete that He protects us also, should we wish it, should we want it, from stumbling into the pitfalls of spiritual danger. Hashem yishmar tzeischa uvo'echa me'ata v'yad olam. The words of the Radak, Teitze me'agalut b'shalom v'tavo le'eretz Yisrael b'shalom. You will leave the galut in peace, intact, and also come to Eretz Yisrael b'shalom. Which of course are words that are so resonant in the here and now. The desire that we have for this complete, loving, vigilant protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be one that will guide us throughout our days, throughout our nights, throughout the good times and the bad. Whether the challenge is Shiduchim, is finding our Bashert, or it's another challenge, Ezri Me'im Hashem. And it is this Ezr, it is this protection, this help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ultimately will lead us and guide us to the highest step, b'shalom, in peace, out of the galut, and proudly and confidently and safely into Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Geulah. Hoping to dance together over there, all of us together as one. Thank you for studying the Ilui Nishmat, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.